You're recording. Okay, so we are.
I'm going to take the lead on this, see if I can get this headed off.
All right.
From a direction that I don't know that we need to go down, or we need to be more specific.
Okay.
All right. Looking, I looked over the concerns and reading through that, and I guess I don't see the same concerns. I didn't interpret the comments of the practice monitor exactly the same way others did. I mean, I didn't see anything wrong with what's going on here. And when you look at the order, it doesn't ask for any more than that, than what she's doing. It's not in the order, if you read it. It's not in there. So if we want her to do something specifically more, we need to very specifically state that and get it to the practice monitor and say, look, please look at this specifically. Because it looks like, and there was one point here where she said, I'm not gonna review this anymore unless you ask me to. Where was that? Oh, the surgical records and stuff. So I did highlight that because, yeah, we do want that to be looked at, but it sounds like, at least from staff, they'd like her to look at more than just the records of the surgery. They'd like the surgery observed. But that's not in the order.
No. Yeah, that wasn't exactly what I was getting to. A lot of the report dealt with what technicians did and what was in the records. That didn't. It's more on this particular veterinarian's the performance of his duties as a veterinarian, as opposed to the traditional practice monitor, where you look at all the staff and how they're performing and the quality of all the records. It was my understanding from previous board discussion, and I don't recall that we did amend the CA to clarify that. But we did talk with a practice monitor, did we not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so to clarify what we were requesting and what to me, and I would be interested in hearing comments from the veterinarians on the board. To me, this is still reading a lot like, that it's the traditional practice monitor and even says Dr. Kiesel and I have not yet discussed the findings. And there were some missing elements as previously reported. Well, that's kind of the crux of it. So I'd be interested in others' comments.
Well, I think one of the things that the board, you know, should consider is that, you know, when you order a kind of someone to operate with oversight, what you want to see is gradual improvement and you know, a progress to making sure that they are improving the deficiencies that the practice monitor has identified. And so that these reports should be more of a work in progress, as opposed to, you know, everything is perfect. Because if everything was perfect, you know, we wouldn't have ordered that. So I think, you know, that's something when you read these, you have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, and I think to your point, the way that she worded it, that the April charts at the beginning of the month were more like the charts that had been previously, because at that point they hadn't reviewed it. But then going forward through the month, after they had reviewed stuff, things were progressively getting better.
And Victoria, I wonder, I realize that we're asking for slightly different things, so do you think it would be helpful if we gave her an example of like a practice monitor report from Dr. Jowles, or no?
Madam Chair, I don't think we have such an example because
okay.
This one is supposed
so
to
different.
Be about his care.
Okay.
And if I could share like my point of view of what the consent agreement says is number 47, chapter paragraph 47. The practice monitor shall identify potential issues in medical care provided, including medical record and provide training. So to me, that's the crux of it. Identify potential issues in medical care. And it goes on, such as let's see, the implementation of current veterinary standards of practice related to proper diagnosis and treatment plans, and the provision of treatment consistent with the documented treatment plan. And so that's where my point of view comes from, is that, and previous discussions of this case, was that there were concerns about his ability to practice medicine competently and safely, and so she's supposed to be looking at, is he being a good veterinarian? So that's just what I don't get that from her report.
That was gonna be my next question.
But certainly from her, just your discussion with her last time, she wants to do the right thing, and she's asking me for direction too. But, you know, I didn't want to overstep and tell her what I thought, and let you all kind of direct her to that. So I just want, that's where I'm coming from. And Tracy and I specifically, and I noted, and it goes back to all of his cases in the past, of he has, it appears that, and he's even told us in the past, that he has the technician do the exam, and then he goes and just reviews what they wrote, and then may make some changes and things, which is kind of odd.
Yeah.
Right, you know, so, and what does that exactly mean? Maybe he is also actually putting hands on and actually doing his own exam, but we don't really know that.
But it's just before that, it says that a cursory examination is performed by the technician, and then the pet receives a comprehensive examination by the attending doctor. I mean, it does say that the examination is documented by the technician, but that could just be the technician. I've had that where the technician is typing while I'm dictating what's going on.
Or just doing the vitals.
Right.
And then that's the way a lot of cases start, is with a technician doing the vitals. Maybe that's what they're talking about.
Well, they do subjective and objective, you know, right? I mean, that's really normal.
Is Dr. Kiesel the only vet there?
They have to initial.
Okay, so he is the attending doctor. See, that's where the word needs to be clarified that it is.
I have one issue. The last case that kind of brought this to what we decided to do was a surgical case. And I'm not sure that surgery doesn't appear to be being monitored. His doing surgery. I mean, that's what we
observed.
That was the problem with the case that kind of brought this to a head. So if we're not monitoring his surgery, actual performance of it, are we accomplishing what we wanted to?
Can we just request that she shift her focus from medical records to quality of medical care by monitoring surgery and reviewing medical cases for their thoroughness with regards to medical care, not medical records? And then we can reference the part of the consent agreement that you were reading that we think addresses that, so that we don't have to redo the consent agreement and just put it in writing and see if that makes a difference.
Yeah. Also, for her to observe this more extensive exam that he's allegedly providing after the tech does the initial one. I'd like to hear the monitors in our little report here, see the monitors' confirmation that that is routinely happening.
When you all did talk to the practice monitor, I think I specifically asked her if she had ever seen him do surgery, and she said yes many times when they went out of country to do, I think, charitable work, which to me is different, perhaps.
Yeah.
Could be, than probably on an animal in a hospital. So.
Well, especially if it was years ago.
Yes.
And that's pretty much elective surgery.
Do we want to ballpark a number of surgeries that we'd like to have her observe? Is that necessary over a certain length of time?
At some point, you're
getting.
Number,
at some
so much
point, as a type.
Well, to me, I'm like, at some point, you're getting to where if we don't feel he's capable of practicing to the point that we have to have somebody watching his every move,
right.
He shouldn't be practicing.
That's going to bring
like,
to the
So maybe we make that point clear
and
let her decide how she's going to figure that out.
Well, at what point is it appropriate to ask him again what his wind down of his practice plan
is?
Is
that
Well, I think, I mean, he had to submit something. I don't honestly remember the specifics of it.
Okay.
It's down the road.
But he must stop practicing in January of 2024, and that's a long time.
It's a year and a half, so.
But you don't want to acutely stop, because he is in a very remote area that doesn't have veterinarians, right? Because that's the one that is. Oh, I thought this was.
There's a practice on every corner.
Yeah.
In that area.
So what I just heard, I think, is good direction for her. I mean, she's asking for better direction, and that covers, I think, Tracy and I, kind of what we know his, some of his weaknesses to be.
And are there recommendations of things that he should wind down faster? So like, if she's seeing that.
Well, does she know that?
Well, I think she has the consent agreement. But if there are things that she's saying surgical is more of a concern right now, we need to back down on that faster, then that would be helpful to know.
Okay. Well, I can let her know that. I think that would be helpful. Thank you.
Thanks. And can we go take it a step further to say if the next quarterly report doesn't reflect that appropriate shift, that they both be invited to appear before the board?
Okay. Okay. If that's what the board would like.
Hopefully that will be needed.
Okay. Okay. I think we've wrapped up on that item then. Any further discussion? Okay, so moving on, Victoria, should we go ahead and start on number three? Or not yet? So we wait a little longer?
I think everybody's here.
Okay.
It'll take 1 minute to finish up number six.
Sure, we can do that. Okay, we're gonna do number six real quick, 2184, in regards to Lorna Landman, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plans submitted in compliance with consent agreement. Mr. Loheed is the lead.
I would move that the she's not in compliance with her plans submitted, and she needs to review the order. Continuing education, specifically page 5, all the items that are required. The deadline is September 20th, so she's got plenty of time. We don't need to do an extension. But we need that information until we have that. The plan cannot be approved.
Second.
Yeah.
Do we need a second? Or no
yes,
action?
Yes, I mean a motion.
Okay,
yeah.
Second.
Not approved.
Okay, second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to not approve the CE plan by Dr. Landman. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Set up for case number 3, 2196 and 2294. That's to Melanie Rettler, DVM.